two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Ready to roll on a Tuesday. Let's get you a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Sir, was it?
What friend of show is this? I think you got this in the bag.
He already got the first question wrong.
It's a layup.
Should I just start playing Limp Bizkit right now?
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, welcome to the Rocktagon. Of course, this week.
The correct answer was Jeff.
We are playing today for tickets to see comedian Lewis Black November 15th at the Schnitz. By the way, Jeets' overall record, 108 wins, 10 losses. He's currently 4-0. Name is your buzzer, Ben. Best of luck. First one to get three correct will be your champion. Here is question number one. What number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th?
Jeets. They wear 42 to honor Jackie Robinson.
Boom. First question correct.
Another fun fact, every Major League Baseball stadium has retired the number 42 in his honor.
Wow. Look at you, Rain Man, over there. Question number two. What tech company has a patent for a vibrating tattoo?
Jeets, Apple.
Apple's incorrect. Ben?
Microsoft.
Microsoft is incorrect. Nokia. Nokia has the vibrating tattoo. Would you get a vibrating tattoo?
I don't think I would. No. No, that feels like it would be unnerving, right?
Question number three.
And especially, I'd have to know where that tattoo is placed. Right,
exactly.
Right?
Question number three. What rock band brought a suit against Ticketmaster in 1994?
Jeets. Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam is correct. Question number four. By the way, Ben, you're way behind here. Question number four. Yeah. What A-list celebrity made his pro car racing debut at Indianapolis on Saturday?
Jeets. Got an A-list. I don't know. Frankie Muniz?
Frankie Muniz, already a professional racer. And I don't know if he's A-list, but not the correct answer.
Is he at a level where he races at the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's that good?
Yeah, no, he's a real deal race driver. Ben, any guess?
Nope
would be the incorrect answer. Keanu Reeves.
Ben couldn't think of one singular celebrity. Just throw a name out.
Right. Keanu Reeves, he actually spun out.
Next question. Yeah. Ben, can you name any celebrity?
Not a real question, Ben. Question number six. What comet can be seen on Earth about every 75 years?
Jeets. Well, I only know one common name. It better be Halley's.
Halley's is correct for the win. Ben, your strategy of staying silent did not pay off.
But here's the good thing. You learned something today. Your name is Ben.
Yep.
This felt like the inevitable end to this matchup between me and Ben.
You know, it always seems easy till you climb into the Rocktagon. So, right. You know, the pressure of the Rocktagon can get to you.
Then people start asking you what your name is. And just everything goes sideways after that.
By the way, we will play again tomorrow. 7:35. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they're very easy to find.
Right there on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.